11th parak of Nedarim, Mishnah Yud. Teisha Na'iris Nedreim Kayomim. We have 9 girls that, even though they made a neder, there's no way to be matter a neder. Except for Chochem, but her father and husband cannot be matter a neder. But Geres V'Yisayimim. Case number one is that she's more than 12 and a half, and she has certain simonim of Begeres. At that point of time, her father loses his rights to matter at nether. And she's also Yisayim, we have another reason why the father cannot be matter the nether, because he's not alive. Nair Ubaga Vihi Yisayim. She made a nether when she was a Nair, which at that point of time the father could have been matter the nether. And afterwards, she became a Begeres, and she's also Yisayim. Also, there's no one to be matter the nether. But tell me, what do you mean? He's out. He can only matter the nether for one day. The day passed. If he didn't hear about it, he can be matted later on also. It's only one day from the time he hears about it. Naira shall bagra v'yisayma. Or we have a naira. Even if she did, she's still a naira. But the mere fact that she's a yisayma, she doesn't have a father. Nobody else can be made for her nether. Another case is bageris amesavia. That she's reached the age of Begeres and her father died. You can ask me, well, this is the same case we said before, Begeres v'Yisayma. Both cases is she's Begeres and she doesn't have a father. The difference is, the first case is talking about she made the neder when she was a Naira, and here it's talking about when she made the neder we had a case before when she made the nether when she was a Begeres. We had a case when she made the nether when she was a Naira. Over here we're talking about a case where she made the nether when she was a Begeres, but her father was alive at the time of the nether and her father died afterwards. Yeah. Naira Begeres of Mesavia. She was a Naira at the time of the nether and her father was alive. And afterwards, she became a Begeres and her father died. Naira shalei bagra umesavia. Well, she remained a Naira, but her father died after the neder was made. So this is the same three cases as the first three cases. It's the first three cases, the father was already dead at the time of the neder. In these three cases, the father died after the neder. But in all cases, when it comes time to be matter the neder, she's either Begeres or her father's not around, or both. Naira shumesavia. We have a case of a Naira whose father died. She may be a Bogra. And then after she became a Begeres. So now we're going to have the same options as we had before, just the order is different. The first options were she was a Begeres and a Yisayma. The second options were that her father died later. And now, cases where her father died prior to the nether, she became a Begeres later. Begeres Vavir Kaim. Or she became a Begeres even if her father's alive. The fact that she's a Begeres itself is the reason that the father loses his rights. Naira Begeres Vavir Kaim. Or the time of the nether she was a Naira, and then after she became a Begeres, and her father, even if her father's alive, no one can be matter the nether. So the bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference when she made the nether. At the time we want to be made for the nether, either she's a Begeres or her father's not alive, the nether remains. Af Masi Bitik Tana. If he married off his daughter, and she went to the chuppah, Miss Almon is Galsh, and afterwards she got widowed or divorced, the Chosra Etzla, and she came back to him, Adayan Hi Na'ara, and she's still in, Adayan Hi Na'ara, she's still in Ira. So, even so, he cannot be matter neder because at the time that she went through Nisuin, she went to the chuppah, the father loses out all his rights. Yeah, what's the difference between this and the Tanna Kamma? That Rabbi Yehuda says that even if she was married off when she was a Ketana, once her father married her off, and the marriage was terminated, the father cannot do any more nedarim. He cannot do hafaras nedarim anymore. It's not clear exactly what the Tanakam disagrees with. It's much from the Mishnah that he understood the Tanakam to hold that if she was married when she was a katana, and the marriage was broken off, and now she's still a naira, her father can matan the daughter. The ma'aseh halacha is that any one of the three, whether there was she became a bogeres, father died, or she had nisuim, father cannot do matan the daughter anymore.